2012 WLBPD Patron Survey. Summary. The 2012 WLBPD Patron Survey, mailed to all 446 active WLBPD patrons on March 19, 2012, was created to measure value and effectiveness of WLBPD at AADL services so that based on the findings, WLBPD may make efficient and meaningful improvements. The survey was also in compliance with 2011 NLS Revised Standards and Guidelines of Service requiring Section 8, Subsection 8.3, that network libraries shall develop and implement methods for evaluating patron satisfaction at least every 3 years. When patron satisfaction is evaluated, the results shall be used to improve services. Survey data collection. An article in the Winter 2012 WLBPD at AADL News, www.wlbpd.aadl.org, announced the survey in advance. Large print, hard copy surveys were mailed to all 446 active WLBPD patrons on March 19, 2012. The survey was also scheduled to coincide with the annual WLBPD patron account review so that patrons, if needed, were provided the opportunity to have a staff person assist them in completing the survey over the phone on his or her behalf. Survey completions. In total, 167, 37% surveys were completed. 140, 31% of the hard copy surveys were completed and returned by mail. 26, 6% of the surveys were completed online by a staff member during the patron's account review. Only one survey was completed online by a staff member with the call initiated by the patron. Overview of results. General. The greatest percentage of respondents indicated that they learned about the service through a friend or family member, 32%, or through a variety of other word-of-mouth or outreach-related means, 26%. While most respondents, 63%, indicated that they do not visit the library in person, 24% visit annually, and 13% visit monthly or more frequently. 87% of respondents rated their overall experience as either excellent, 51%, or good, 36%. 85% of respondents rated in-person service as either excellent, 52%, or good, 33%. 94% of respondents rated phone service as either excellent, 63%, or good, 31%. 97% of respondents indicated that they would recommend WLBPD services to friends and family members. Specific services. Of those who responded to the question, when you receive a WLBPD newsletter, do you read it? 59% responded yes, and 23% responded sometimes. 91% of respondents rated their experience with the new digital talking book machine either excellent, 68%, or good, 23%. 54% of respondents indicated that they are familiar with Bard. At the time the survey was mailed, approximately 27% of WLBPD patrons were registered Bard users, one of the highest percentages in the country. Close to 80% read large print or have access to someone who is available to read printed items. 64% of respondents also indicated that they are aware that WLBPD offers large print by mail service. 45% of respondents indicated that they are aware of the assistive technology lab at the downtown library and that training and/or assistance is available in using assistive technology, 42%. 28% of respondents indicated that they or a family member have visited the WLBPD website. Only 12% of respondents have ever emailed the WLBPD at AADL, and only 4% have done so more than once per year. Survey. Number 1. How did you initially come to learn about the National Library Services for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Talking Book Services, or the WLBPD at AADL? Check all that apply. Response. Friend or family member. Count 61, 32%. Response. Physician. Count 14, 7%. Response. Therapist or social worker. Count 18, 10%. Response. School. Count 7, 4%. Response. Senior center. Count 9, 5%. Response. Senior resident staff person. Count 7, 4%. Response. Flyer, newsletter, or other advertisement. Count 7, 4%. Response. Don't remember. Count 17, 9%. Response, other. Count, 48, 26%. Total responses received. Count, 188, 101%. Other responses. Library. Michigan Commission for the Blind. Michigan Rehabilitation. Outreach. AADL Outreach and Neighborhood Services. Owner of a bookstore. Self. Retired teacher. Transferred from another library for the blind. Turner Low Vision Group. Blind person on the bus. Books on Wheels, Ypsilanti District Library. AADL computer class. Coworker. At work. Illinois Library. Toledo Library. New Vision for Independence, Leesburg, Florida. Professional experience as health worker. Teacher for visually impaired. Veterans Administration. Number 2. How frequently do you visit the WLBPD at AADL in person? Response. Daily. Count 2. 1%. Response. Weekly. Count 3, 2%. Response, monthly. Count 16, 10%. Response, annually. Count 39, 24%. Response, never. Count 104, 63%. Total responses received. Count 164, 100%. What was the purpose of your visit? Check all that apply. Response, apply for service. Count 11, 9%. Response, check out WLBPD books or describe videos. Count 35, 28%. Response, check out AADL materials. Count 20, 16%. Response, hang out, meet up with friends. Count 4, 3%. Response, use the public computers. Count 3, 2%. Response, use the assistive technology lab. Count 4, 3%. Response, attend a program. Count 13, 10%. Response, report a problem with the service. Count 5, 4%. Response, inquire about new services or programs. Count 11, 9%. Response, make a suggestion. Count 3, 2%. Response, other. Count 16, 13%. Total responses received, 125, 99%. Other responses. To renew my library card, pick up or exchange equipment. Check out videos. I no longer drive. Not applicable. Presented a program. My husband got help downloading books. To learn about downloading books on computer, barred. I coordinate books on tape for residents in our community. How would you rate the service you received in person? Response, poor. Count, 5, 6%. Response, fair. Count, 1, 1%. Response, neutral. Count, 6, 7%. Response, good. Count, 27, 33%. Response, excellent. Count, 43, 52%. Total responses received, count, 82, 99%. Number 3. How frequently do you call the WLBPD at AADL? Response, daily, count, 1, 1%. Response, weekly, count, 10, 6%. Response, monthly, count, 44, 28%. Response, annually, count, 61, 39%. Response, never, count, 42, 27%. Total responses received, count, 158, 101%. What was the purpose of your call? Check all that apply. Response, apply for service, count, 20, 10%. Response, order books, magazines, or describe videos, count, 88, 44%. Response, ask for recommendations on what to read or view next, count, 14, 7%. Response, ask about my account, count, 20, 10%. Response, report a problem with the service, count, 17, 8%. Response, inquire about new services, count, 16, 8%. Response, inquire about a program, count, 10, 5%. Response, make a suggestion, count, 7, 3%. Response, just wanted someone to talk to, count, 1, 0%. Response, other, count, 9, 4%. Total responses received, count, 202, 99%. Other responses, general service, to discontinue magazines. We seldom went to the library when it was located on Washtenaw. Problem with equipment. Call to complain. Extend due dates. Moving. How would you rate the service you received by phone? Response, poor. Count, 3, 2%. Response, fair. Count, 3, 2%. Response, neutral. Count, 1, 1%. Response, good. Count, 41, 31%. Response, excellent. Count, 83, 63%. Total responses received. Count, 131, 99%. Number 4. How frequently do you email the WLBPD at AADL? Response, daily, count 0, 0%. Response, weekly, count 3, 2%. Response, monthly, count 3, 2%. Response, annually, count 13, 8%. Response, never, 134, 88%. Total responses received, count 153, 100%. What was the purpose of your email? Check all that apply. Response: apply for service. Count 1. 4%. Response: order books, magazines, or describe videos. Count 15. 54%. Response: ask for recommendations on what to read or view next. Count 1. 4%. Response: ask about my account. Count 3. 11%. Response: report a problem with service. Count 0. 0%. Response: inquire about new services. Count 1. 4%. Response: inquire about a program. Count 1. 4%. Response: make a suggestion. Count 1. 4%. Response: just wanted someone to talk to. Count 1. 4%. Response: other. Count 4. 14%. Total responses received. Count 28. 103%. Other responses: to give new address. To thank for Tuesday walk-in assistance downloading books. I do not email WLBPD. I do not use a computer. How would you rate the service you received by email? Response: poor. Count 1. 3%. Response: fair. Count 2. 6%. Response: neutral. Count 4. 13%. Response: good. Count 8. 26%. Response: excellent. Count 16. 52%. Total responses received. Count 31. 100%. Number 5. When you receive a WLBPD newsletter, do you read it? Response: yes. Count 94, 59%. Response: sometimes. Count 37, 23%. Response: no. Count 27, 17%. Total responses received: 158, 99%. Number 6. How would you rate your experience with the new digital talking book machine? Response: poor. Count 1. 1%. Response: fair. Count 6. 4%. Response: neutral. Count 7. 5%. Good. Count 35. 23%. Response: excellent. 104. 68%. Total responses received. Count 153. 101%. Number 7. Do you know that downloading books and magazines from Bard, the Braille and audio reading download, is a service that is available to you? Response: yes. Count 82. 54%. Response: no. Count 71. 46%. Total responses received. Count 153. 100%. If you have downloaded from Bard, how would you rate your experience with the service? Response: poor. Count 3. 8%. Response: fair. 0. 0%. Response: neutral. Count 4. 11%. Response: good. Count 11. 29%. Response: excellent. Count 20. 53%. Total responses received. Count 38. 101%. Number 8. Are you able to read large print? Response: yes. Count 69. 43%. Response: no, but I have someone available to read printed items that I am otherwise unable to read. Count 22, 14%. Response, no. Count, 35, 22%. Total responses received, 162, 101%. Are you aware that as a WLBPD patron, you are eligible to receive large print books by mail as free matter for the blind? Response, yes. Count, 90, 64%. Response, no. Count, 51, 36%. Total responses received, count, 141, 100%. If yes, how would you rate your experience? Response, poor, count 1, 3%. Response, fair, count 1, 3%. Response, neutral, count 10, 26%. Response, good, count 14, 36%. Response, excellent, count 13, 33%. Total responses received, count 39, 101%. Number 9. Are you aware that the downtown Ann Arbor District Library has a lab equipped with assistive technology equipment? Response, yes. Count 70, 45%. Response, no. Count 87, 55%. Total responses received, count 157, 100%. Number 10. Which of the following types of assistive technology are you using or might be likely to use? Check all that apply. Response, Kurzweil 1000 text-to-speech and text-to-braille scanning station with a braille embosser. Count, 11, 7%. Response, JAWS text-to-speech software. Count, 25, 16%. Response, closed-circuit television. Count, 18, 11%. Response, Mac station. Count, 8, 5%. Response, IntelliKeys. Count, 3, 2%. Response, elevator tables. Count 3, 2%. Response, none of these. Count 89, 57%. Total responses received. Count 157, 100%. Number 11. Are you aware that the WLBPD offers training and or assistance in using assistive technology? Response, yes. Count, 64, 42%. Response, no. Count, 88, 58%. Total responses received, count, 152, 100%. Have you ever received assistive technology assistance and or training through the WLBPD? Response, yes. Count, 10, 7%. Response, no. Count, 137, 93%. Total responses received. Count, 147, 100%. If yes, how would you rate your experience with the training service? Response, poor. Count, 1, 7%. Response, fair. Count, 2, 13%. Response, neutral. Count, 2, 13%. Response, good. Count, 2, 13%. Response, excellent. Count, 8, 53%. Total responses received. Count, 15, 99%. Number 12. Have you or a family member ever visited the WLBPD website at wlbpd.aadl.org? Response, yes. Count, 43, 28%. Response, No. Count 109. 72%. Total responses received. Count 152. 100%. Number 13. How would you rate your overall experience with WLBPD at AADL? Response. Poor. Count. 0. 0%. Response. Fair. Count. 6. 6%. Response. Neutral. Count. 7. 7%. Response. Good. Count. 35. 36%. Response. Excellent. Count. 50. 51%. Total responses received. Count. 98. 100%. Number 14. Would you recommend WLBPD services to friends and family members? Response. Yes. Count. 143. 97%. Response. No. Count. 4. 3%. Total responses received. Count. 147. 100%. Totals may not equal 100% because of rounding. Survey comments and suggestions. Comments referencing personal information or pertaining to specific account issues have been omitted. Customer service. Staff member's name removed and staff member's name removed are wonderful. Staff member's name removed is wonderful. God bless you all. You do a superb job. Very pleased. Thank you. Thank you. It's a wonderful service. This service has been very helpful. Wonderful resource. This is an excellent service and I appreciate it very much. Thank you for a wonderful service. Overall, very happy with WLBPD. You do good work. Thanks for the interesting books. So glad to have a library. I'm sure I would die without books to read. Excellent. Overall, a wonderful service. I am sorry that because of ill health in the family, I have not used the services as I would wish. I so appreciate the availability of service. I would like to thank you for understanding that there is a need for all of these services that is in this survey because there is a much need for it all. Thanks, a person living with disability. I had a bad experience calling this week. On Monday, I called and left a voicemail and my call was never returned. Other than this experience, I have always received a call back from you. Thank you for phoning me and getting me all set up with a card and books recorded. Most courteous and helpful. Far too many staff have little knowledge about blind issues and obtaining information. The staffs, while pleasant and try to help, are often at a loss as to how to access needed or requested info. The library is only good for obtaining books, magazines, and recordings, and having the lab with somewhat limited instruction. Everyone I know in the blind community feels a great loss in the library services we had to what they have become. I have gone to the library to ask for information on assistive technology and training on computers. The people at the desk were not able to give me any assistance. The many programs promised to be continued have died on the vine. I miss the programs that were offered specifically for the blind, physically disabled, and low vision community. Was a longtime patron and frequent visitor to the county library at Service Center. The staff were my friends, have always been a voracious listener of books. Therefore, when the county transferred service to AADL, I was very concerned about service. I was pleasantly surprised to find that the library personnel were very patient with me and eager to be helpful. Now I feel I again have lots of helpful friends at the library. I greatly appreciated service. My thanks to all the staff. Folks at the front desk did not know how to increase the size of the text on the computer. Staff was not able to help me find a book. This happened on three or four different occasions. I would like more information on what is offered. I thank you for these questions. I'm 97 years young and can't get out, and the library helps me so much. Sometimes my contacts with AADL are not met with good service, but impression that we, WLBPD patrons, are a hassle but necessary evil for funding. Other times met very positive help. I would be lost without your books on tape. I was a bookworm until I started having vision problems. Your service has saved my life. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have appreciated receiving the bi-monthly Talking Book Topics catalogs. I order the digital talking books. Using the U.S. mail has worked very well. Thank you. P.S. I also use books on CD from my local library on Maple Road at Jackson Road in the shopping center. Even though I only use the digital talking books at this time, I hope to use other services later. This is a wonderful service I receive. Thank you. Appreciate the quick response for requests. Please have a holiday party for the group. Often the RCs are missing tapes, and this is frustrating. Please check them before they are mailed. I appreciate and enjoy the books on tape sent to me. I enjoy the service very much. I would appreciate fewer digital books coming to my home. I have too many waiting to be read. I would like more time in between mailings. I would like to see more of my selection. Maybe they have not been put on digital. I know there are many Jeanette Oakey books I have not heard. I will call the library and talk with them. I am writing this under my special bright light, which I also read my large print books. Thank you very much. The variety of offerings that are available amazes me. The books I've listened to are so wonderful since my ability to read is so greatly reduced and only periodic. I inform people wherever I go if I'm made aware of someone's reading ability has been changed due to various visual changes. My daughter arranged for me to receive the books and machine to use with them. I truly appreciate being able to read the books this way. I always loved to read books. About 10 to 12 years ago, I came down with macular degeneration. I am 87 years old, and listening to these books gives me a lot of pleasure. Thank you. When reading a series, could they be sent in the correct order? Could there be a checkbox for authors I like or dislike on the return card? Could there be a designated place for assistance on evenings and weekends? I really enjoyed the phone interview for how this program is working. I'm a unit clerk in Ann Arbor. We have many people come through of all ages. We have a digital book on tape player. The upgrade is amazing. There is such a wide variety of books to choose from. The delivery and ordering are made fast and easy. Your services have brought much happiness, relaxation, and escape to many of our residents. Thank you. A brief response to the customer service comments. We are pleased to know so many of our patrons, 87% of respondents, are happy with and enjoying the services offered through WLBPD at AADL. We're also pleased to hear feedback on how we may better serve you and take this feedback very seriously. We refer to it often when considering changes to better meet the needs of our patrons. When you have individual account questions, please contact WLBPD at 734-327-4224 or WLBPD@AADL.org. Facilities. I cannot drive. I need someone to drive me. I don't come downtown because your decor is too gray and beige and it's hard to see because the decor is low contrast. Please increase the contrast of the decor. Almost fell off your front porch when you first installed it. The downtown library is not accessible. The Mallets Creek Library is too much glass and not enough contrast. Conditions around the library are extremely difficult for blind to negotiate and have been for far too long. It is dangerous and many are scared to utilize the downtown library. Easier handicap entrance to building. Handicap parking. Due to the construction, I have to wait for a taxi outside in the weather on the street. Walking into the library front door is visually confusing, and it is difficult to find someone to give directions. There is no place for the book club, and it is extremely difficult for people in wheelchairs to use the library. It's very inconvenient to get to the library since the Washtenaw Hogback location was closed. A brief response to the facilities comments. In addition to the public transportation options available for each AADL location, AATA offers special services for people with disabilities through their A-Ride program. The AATA also offers a guide to disability parking accommodations for the downtown area. For more information on these and other transportation services offered through the AATA, you may call them directly at 734-973-6500. Newsletter. I'd like to see the newsletter online and read it on the website and be sent an email telling me it's available when the newest version comes out. Regarding the newsletter is aimed towards the blind instead of low vision or bad readers. Please add more descriptions of award-winning books to the newsletter. Help us find the great books that are available. Refer us to books that are gems. Please, please, please. I would like a list of all events and programs in the newsletter. I like that I can see your programs on Community Network TV. You should tell folks about this in your newsletter. I like that AADL.org offers videos on demand. You should share the video on demand information in the newsletter. You should share bestseller lists, most read, top 10 books, and how they are available. Patrons can get this through Bard, but I would like it in the newsletter. Maybe not just bestsellers, but suggested reading lists on a variety of topics. Please share the list of the descriptive video. The Old County Library used to publish the movies in the large print book. Please share websites that provide downloadable audio books and if cost or not. A brief response to the newsletter comments. All WLBPD newsletters and documents are made available online at wlbpd.aadl.org in PDF, text, and audio versions. We're also especially grateful for the feedback on specific topics respondents would like to see covered, and we will take this feedback into consideration when compiling future newsletters. Technology. When I call on the phone, I get very good service. I did not know assistive technology was available with people to show me how to use it. I have a device that projects in large print on a screen for easy reading. Therefore, I have not had occasion to keep up with the Library for the Blind. Suggest that you upgrade your assistive technology stations to Windows 7 Home Premium instead of XP. I have tried to go to the website. However, it did not work. I am not sure what went wrong. I was just unable to access it. Most seniors do not know or have access to info via computer. It is a poor way to communicate with a large portion of the blind community. Bard is easy to use. I would like to learn how to use the Mac station. Could I download books to my Kindle at the library? Could I download music to my MP3? How could I learn more and receive training on assistive technology? Are the training classes for free or is there a fee? How much? How often? To increase credibility of the survey, assistive technology items should be listed by function rather than brand name. Question number 10 refers to JAWS, and some of us use Window Eyes or other screen readers. Not everyone at our low vision group is computer literate. If there was a card or bookmark that stated the steps to downloading books onto the stick drive, I might keep it next to my computer and try to do it. Computer use is not comfortable for me, so I don't want to spend time hacking around to get the download to work. A brief response to the technology comments. One-on-one assistive technology training is available at no charge in the Assistive Technology Lab at the downtown AADL on a walk-in basis on most Tuesdays from 2 to 6 p.m., and also by appointment by calling 734-327-4224. Digital player and talking books. The digital readers still have some internal quirks. For example, no notice when battery is about to run out, inaccurate statement of battery charge available, might say 19 hours and then run out within an hour. Including a car charger plug-in would be helpful. Also, a reduction in size for easier transportation would be great. I returned the machine on talk books as it was sometimes hard to hear well. I enjoy book on tapes. I just use audio tapes. I was in the book business for a long time. The information about the books gives the date of publication but not the publisher. I would like that information included for all books. My mother is almost completely blind. She uses the digital book player and listens to books all day, every day. The gray package case should have the title listed on the outside. We use service rarely, but hope to ease, name removed, into listening to the tapes as she becomes reconciled to not being able to read or follow TV. The talking books are a great service. Thank you. A brief response to the digital and talking book comments. Feedback on the NLS-issued digital talking book machine and the request to include publisher information will be passed on to the National Library Service directly. Please know that title labels are supposed to be included on the outside of the gray cases for all WLBPD at AADL-produced digital talking books. We're sorry you received one with a missing label. Large print. Can't use large print books. Totally blind. I don't know what large print books I could request. Could I get a list of some? I enjoy nonfiction, historical novels, history, biographies, and Catholic religion. Not too large and heavy as I have problems holding the weight. I have VCR and like closed caption tapes as I'm not blind but I have poor hearing. I had cataracts removed on both eyes. Also, I prefer to hold a large print book as I feel closer to the author and talking book was too long to get through as I'm a fast reader. Do wish library would increase large print collection. Also, extend time for checkouts of large print books for WLBPD patrons. A brief response to the large print comments. AADL currently owns over 3,500 large print titles. Please call 734-327-4224 and a staff person will be happy to assist you with reader's advisory and searching for large print books. In addition, you can search AADL's catalog for large print books. Number 1, go to AADL.org. Number 2, click on the catalog tab at the top of the page. Number 3, under By Format, click on Large Print. Number 4, a list of over 3,500 large print titles will appear. Number 5, the list may then be sorted by selecting one of a variety of options.